CliffCentral.com. Hey Robin, how are you?
Good morning, Gareth. I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
How was Europe?
It was amazing. How was Europe for you?
Fantastic. How is it? How is Europe for everybody? Oh, shit, not everybody went.
I know, shame.
Ben just gave me the filthiest look across the table. He's like, oh, yeah, let's talk about Europe. Let's go. So what did you go for?
Go ahead, Braggy McBragpants.
Yeah, yeah. She brought it up. Robin, it's Robin's, you fight with her, don't fight with me.
Next time he must take Robin. You, Ben.
Okay, so Robin.
I want to go to her with him.
You and Ben obviously got the memo for dressing in greens and khakis.
Oh, yeah, we're matching today.
Yes, very good.
Very cute. We should take a selfie.
All right, we'll do that afterwards. But you went to Europe. What did you do there?
So we actually went for the largest garden fair in the world. We were in Cologne for that. And in addition to that, we also visited the Gardena factory. So we were very privileged to be taken around.
They're the guys who make all those fittings for the taps and the hose pipes and the various things in the garden.
Yes.
And they make the tools.
They make garden tools, very good quality, all irrigation, hose pipes, everything mm-hmm. you need. And, yeah, we were very lucky to go. We went to the injection molding facility. We watched a bit of their logistics. We saw quality control. How do they test all their products to determine 25-year warranty and all that
this,
that they
all
have.
This bragging is making Ben crazy. He wants to go to the injection molding facility.
Sure.
Yes, it was incredible. So we saw how they make the blades for secateurs, all the processes that go into that, the quality of their materials. It was absolutely phenomenal.
But these guys are like the best in the world when it comes to that stuff.
Yes, yes, they are. In Europe, they are a name. Everyone knows Gardena. They want them. And even in South Africa, they're really building a good name. And their products are such good quality that yeah. you actually can't really compare. Yeah,
you guys stock a lot of their stuff at Lifestyle, right?
Yeah, so we've recently put in a store-in-store where we actually have their entire range available in South Africa and quite a few products exclusive to us alone. So mm-hmm. if you're looking for the best quality tools and Gardena products, any hose pipes or fittings, then, yeah, you can find it in our new beautiful store-in-store in our Mica area.
Very nice. All right, so you're back here now and you're going to give us a little masterclass in fynbos.
Yes.
So first of all,
correct.
I always thought that this stuff has to grow wild. It's very complicated. It needs a certain climate. You can't just grow it in Gauteng. It's going to die. Is that wrong?
So that is wrong, but it is a very common perception, and you are right. They are a bit more difficult to grow than other types of plants. So people struggle with them generally, but it doesn't mean that you have to struggle with them. It's just because they have a bit of an unusual care needs than a lot of other plants.
Are they very finicky? Do they need a certain amount of water? I mean, what's the problem with this fynbos? Why is it so complex?
So actually, it needs a bit of tough love. So you actually need to have a bit of restraint with fynbos. As you say, it grows wild and you don't think it should be in your garden. So it actually prefers that type of environment where people don't give it too much attention.
All right.
Quite unusual about it is that you should not add compost or bone meal when you plant it. It actually thrives in nutrient-poor soil.
Well, okay.
Yes, exactly. So it prefers very well-draining, more sandy soil.
Yes.
So obviously that's the type of environment that you have to create, and that's quite unusual in people's gardens, and I think that's why people don't always have as much success with them. But if you know this little fact, don't add compost, don't add fertilizer, and definitely don't add bone meal. Try create a sandy environment. If you're going to plant it into a pot or even into the ground, put stones at the bottom and rather use a more sandy soil, and you'll probably have great success with it.
Right, so I'm half tempted to do this because there is some beautiful stuff there.
Yes.
So fynbos is, let's just be clear about that too, because it's a complicated thing to explain. It's a family of plants. It's not. There isn't a fynbos plant. There's this whole family, this huge family of plants. They're very specific. They're endemic to the Western Cape in South Africa. They don't occur in other parts of the world, right?
That's right.
So yes. It's a uniquely South African kind
yes.
of of family of plants.
So they are indigenous. So essentially they should survive better in our environment. But obviously the Western Cape is better for them. But you can definitely grow them in the high fault. Even proteas and pincushions, they occur in the high fault by themselves anyway. Huh. So people often don't know that. But they definitely can thrive here. The very interesting thing about them is that they one of only six floral kingdoms. So, Gareth, you said that it's a big family of plants. So, the fynbos is actually a floral kingdom, and it's the most biodiverse plant habitat in the world.
Wow.
That is located in only one country.
That's incredible.
So, obviously,
so we should be very proud of this.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's also the reason why so many people love fynbos and want to plant it in their garden, because it's so unique, so beautiful, so unusual compared to everything else. People really love to plant them, but then often they don't have success because of its unusual needs and obviously the type of environment that it thrives in.
So is it easy to obtain?
Yes, absolutely. We sell one of the largest varieties of fynbos in Gauteng, so we actually source ours from the Cape, and we get everything. So we even get white proteas that you can plant in your garden. Mm. We have over 10 different types of pincushions. You know those beautiful ones, they look very funny because they look like a pincushion. You know, you put your pins in if you do sewing. They're beautiful.
Of course, when
bright
I do sewing,
orange.
Yeah.
Yes, Gareth, yes.
I do a lot of sewing. I've got a little heart-shaped pincushion.
Did you Google it now, Sia?
Yes, I now know what you're talking about.
Yes, so I'm sure you've seen them. They're absolutely beautiful, especially in a winter garden. They add that bright color. So we have various types of proteas, of the pincushions. You get the cerurias, which is the blushing bride. A lot of people love that. Absolutely beautiful, dainty flower. Ericas, the leucodendron, which are beautiful colored leaves. Can be like dark purple, reds, absolutely beautiful in any garden. And obviously we get them in winter, and we still have right through summer, we have an entire range of fynbos. So they're very easy to obtain, and they are very easy to grow if you just follow a few simple guidelines and obviously understand that they enjoy a bit of a different environment to the other plants in your garden.
Very good.
Yes, so the only very important thing to note is that they do need to be watered quite a lot when you initially plant them. Because of the type of soil that they enjoy, you actually need to water them at least twice a week, with a few of them, some of them every single day when you first plant them. And only about 2 years after you've planted it, when they're well established, are they then more water wise? Because obviously they are considered to be water wise, but it just takes a bit of time for it to get established in your garden. So you do have to put a bit of care into them and understand
that.
It's
like a human baby. You've got to really be very attentive for the first little while, and then you let them go wild.
Yes, exactly. Right? Exactly, Gareth.
Right. Okay, well, this is very handy. I didn't even know you could grow this stuff. I thought it's very finicky. It can only grow in those mountains in the Western Cape. Turns out you can actually buy the stuff at Lifestyle, and you can grow it yourself. Make it a little challenging for yourself in case you feel bored by the stuff that's easy to grow.
Yes, exactly, Gareth. And they are just magnificent in a garden.
Yeah, and very South African.
Exactly.
Unique. You can have an element of that floral kingdom which is missing from your garden. Plus, who doesn't love a beautiful protea?
Yes, exactly. And also they make for great cut flowers. And the more you prune them, the better they grow. Pruning is very important with fynbos. So cutting off and obviously in their dormant stage, pruning them, that will help them to grow fuller and bushier and to obviously produce more blooms. So they're beautiful. Grow your own in your garden and then cut them and put them in your house in a vase even. You have the best of both.
All right, very good. Just by the way, last time you were here, we made a little video, and you brought a spray along.
Yes.
This spray, you clean the leaves of the plants with this spray? Just
exactly.
Explain what it is, because I didn't know about this, and I felt like I needed to buy some for my plants inside.
So the spray that I bought is a leaf shine, and it helps to just clean the dust off your indoor plant leaves.
Did you know this, Ben?
Yeah, Gareth, I've been very aware of this and how important it is.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're paying
really?
Attention.
Really? I didn't know.
Ben has a leaf spray. I don't.
Well, yeah, so it's a leaf. Like, it's your face. You can't just leave it.
You know how your pot plants get a bit dusty? You know how they
especially
look at
this time of year.
They look a bit dusty, yeah. And they get that the leaves look dull. Mm. The plant's unhappy.
Yes, and also when you water them, they often get water marks from if you spray mist them or if you water with a watering can. So that leaf shine also just helps to remove those marks and the dust.
So that's useful to have.
It's like and a little bronzer.
Well,
some eyeshadow.
You think about it. You put the plants in your house to look nice. If they look shit,
exactly.
You know.
Good point.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
You want them to look great, so you get this leaf spray and then you spray it on. It's almost like you know, in the kitchen with spray and cook.
Spray and cook, or like hairspray.
Like hairspray.
Yes,
yeah,
hairspray.
There we go.
That's
like hairspray.
Holds everything in place.
Right.
Gives you a little shine.
Gives those leaves new life.
Exactly.
It looks like a brand new plant. Because it must affect the plant if it's all dusty. It can't do as much of the conversion of sunlight into energy, right?
Exactly. And obviously, if the leaves are covered in dust, then it can't take up the nutrients
right.
and sunlight, like you say, the moisture in the air, all right. that type of thing. So it's very important to keep them clean. We also recommend that people, even if you don't want to use a leaf shine, you can just wipe with a damp cloth, wipe the leaves of your indoor plants, just to, obviously,
right.
like you say, Gareth, keep those leaves clean so they can do their job.
Very good. Okay, well, that's a lot to deal with this week, and I think we will we'll see you again next week.
Yes,
for
thank
more.
You.
Lifestyle Home and Garden can be found on the corner of Esterhout and Beyers Noordir. It's in Randburg. You can go and see them. They're very easy to find. They will look after you. They've got this enormous selection. It really is enormous. Are we going to talk about bonsai at some point?
Yes, we are, Gareth.
I know that's
and
something people are interested in.
You're very lucky today because I've actually brought you a bonsai.
Ooh.
It's a late birthday gift, and I thought that if you guys enjoy the bonsai, you can deal with it a little bit, enjoy it, see
you've
how it is to look after it.
You've got to give me very careful instructions.
Yes, and then I will come in and I'll tell you all about how to keep your bonsai going and what are all the
very
tips
nice.
With bonsais.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited about that. I do love bonsais. They look beautiful, and now I'm going to have to look after it, and hopefully I'll do a good job of that. I'd hate to have bad news for you in 6 months' time.
Yes, Gareth, I would not enjoy that. I've
no.
been coming in for a
it's
while,
curious.
And I hope that you have learnt a lot from
well,
me.
Well, you know what, Robin, if I haven't, you'd better deal with me.
CliffCentral.com